Have you ever wished you could like peek behind the curtain in your own town, like really understand what's happening without, needing to be some kind of data
So
expert?
they're wanting a cheat sheet for your community.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're looking at today, this fascinating thing happening in Hastings, Minnesota. HastingsNow.com, the local news and business site.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that site.
So they've gone and done something really interesting. They took 15 of their super in-depth industry reports, the kind they used to have behind a paywall for subscribers only, and they
Yeah.
made them totally free for everyone.
Wow. Okay. That's a big move. What kind of industries are we talking about?
Like everything, hair salons, butcher shops, event venues, even spas. Like really getting into the nitty-gritty of what makes Hastings tick.
Interesting. So we're going to dive into not just what's in these reports, but like the whole why behind it. Why would they just give this valuable info away?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? They could be charging for this, so what's the deal?
Well, it seems their main goal is to really maximize their impact on the Hastings community.
Makes sense. You want people to actually use the information you're putting out there.
Exactly. At first, these reports were behind a paywall, which makes sense. You got to support local journalism, right?
Totally. Got to keep the lights on.
But Hastings now, they had this kind of light bulb moment. They started asking, what's more valuable, having 50 people pay for this info or 5,000 people actually using it?
Interesting. So they shifted from a revenue focus to an impact focus.
Exactly. It's about building trust and getting the community more engaged by taking down those paywalls.
I like that they said, knowledge shares better than it sells. It's a cool way to put it.
It really is.
Yeah.
They're betting that a more informed public is going to be a more invested public.
Okay, so let's put ourselves in the shoes of our listeners. Let's say you're a small business owner in Hastings, or maybe thinking about starting one. How would these reports actually be helpful?
Oh man, I think they'd be huge. These reports give you like real data-driven insights, trends specific to Hastings, not just like national averages, but what's actually happening on the ground in your town.
So you could get a much better understanding of your specific market.
Right. You could spot opportunities, maybe see a need for a certain type of business that's not there yet. Like the hair salons report might show there's a huge demand for, I don't know, organic hair treatments or something, and no one's offering that yet.
Yeah, that's a gold mine if you're an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. And you can also see how your competitors are doing. Benchmark yourself. Are you keeping up with local trends?
So it's like getting this super targeted cheat sheet for your business plan, but it's all based on local facts.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Saves you a ton of time and guesswork.
Now, what about just regular residents of Hastings, people who aren't necessarily business owners? What's in it for them?
Well, even if you're not running a business, I think these reports can give you a much deeper understanding of your community.
Like, what makes it tick? What are people into?
Exactly. You could see if, more restaurants are opening or closing, what kinds of services are popular. It gives you this inside look at the economic and social life of your town.
And that makes you a more informed citizen.
Right?
Right.
Definitely. You can participate in local discussions better, make more conscious choices about where you spend your money.
Support the businesses you want to see thrive.
Exactly.
Now, Hastings Now is even saying that other towns should be paying attention to what they're doing here. Why is that?
I think they're kind of seeing themselves as a model. Like, hey, this is how local news can really connect with and serve its community in a new way.
So they're pioneering a new approach.
Yeah. And it could be really impactful. Imagine if more local platforms started doing this. We could see this wave of increased transparency, smarter decision-making at the local level.
Maybe even some friendly competition between towns.
Right. Everyone upping their game. They actually use this cool phrase. Hastings is like a test kitchen for community-driven storytelling.
I love that. So they're experimenting, seeing what works, and potentially creating a recipe others can follow.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so how will they know if this whole experiment is actually working? Like, how are they measuring the impact of making these reports free?
They're doing a few things. First off, they're really encouraging community feedback. Like, hey, tell us how you're using these reports. Did they help you make a decision? Did they change how you see something?
So they're looking for real-world stories.
Yeah. They want to know if the info is actually making a difference in people's lives. They're also looking at whether local businesses and leaders are referencing the reports in their own work.
Makes sense. If it's being cited and used, it's clearly having an impact.
And of course, they're tracking the numbers too. Website traffic, search data. Like, if people are suddenly coming from all over to read the event venue report, that's a good sign.
Shows it's reaching a wider audience.
Right. And they have this other cool thing, voice message insights through Hastings Now 365.
What's
it? So it's this platform where anyone can leave a 30-second voice message. You can share a story idea, an opinion on something, or just a random observation about Hastings.
Like a community's suggestion box?
Kinda. But they're actually transcribing and analyzing all these messages.
To get a sense of what people are talking about.
Exactly. Like, if a bunch of people are leaving messages about, say, the need for more bike lanes, that tells Hastings Now, hey, this is something people care about. Maybe we should do a story on this.
So they're using it to stay connected to what's important to the community.
Yeah, it's pretty smart.
Now, whenever we're talking about local information, the question of bias always comes up. How is Hastings Now addressing that?
They're being super transparent about it. They know that as a local news source, there's always a chance for perceived bias.
Especially since they're so involved in the community themselves.
Right. And they address that head on. Like, hey, if we mention Hastings Now or our partners in a report, it's because we're actually involved in that industry and we're reporting on it accurately.
So they're not shying away from the fact that they're part of the story sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to be even more transparent, they're including all their data sources, quotes from different people, and clear explanations of their methods.
So you can see where they're getting their information from.
And they're basically saying, look, these reports are open for everyone to see.
Mm.
If you think there's a bias, tell us.
It's like an open invitation to check their work.
Yeah, it's a great way to build trust.
Now, before we wrap up, they do have this call to action around the Hastings Now 365 platform. How can our listeners get involved?
It's super easy. If you have anything you want to share about Hastings, whether it's a story idea, feedback on one of the reports, or just something cool you noticed, you can leave a voice message. It's totally free.
So you can actually have a say in what Hastings Now covers.
Yeah, it's like having a direct line to the people creating the news in your town.
I love that. It's like community-powered journalism.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a really fascinating look at what Hastings Now is doing. I'm impressed by their commitment to transparency and their innovative approach to community engagement.
Me too. I think they're really onto something here.
So the takeaway for our listeners is this. HastingsNow.com has made 15 in-depth reports on local industries completely free. Go check them out. Whether you live in Hastings or just find the stuff interesting, there's probably something in there for you.
Head over to HastingsNow.com and see what they're all about.
It's a great example of how information can be a powerful tool for community building.
And now, a final thought for you to chew on. What piece of local information, if it were freely available in your own community, do you think would make the biggest difference? And has anything you heard about Hastings sparked an idea for how your town could do something similar? Food for thought.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
Until next time.